in the limelight. A group of Texas Democratic lawmakers plan to flee their state in a desperate bid to stop the Republican-run legislature from passing laws that they say will suppress the vote of people of color. We have prepared for you an article written by Sam Levine. The piece is titled Texas Democrats Planning to Flee the State to Thwart Voting Restrictions Law. The article has been published by the British newspaper The Guardian. Texas Democrats plan to flee the state as part of an all-out effort to block Republicans from passing new restrictions on voting in the state of Texas. The move, first reported by NBC News, escalates one of the most high-stakes battles over efforts to make it harder to vote in America. It comes just days into a special legislative session in Texas in which Republicans are advancing measures that would impose new identification requirements on mail-in ballots, ban 24-hour and drive-through voting, and empower partisan poll watchers. Texas, a state Donald Trump handily won in 2020, is already one of the hardest places to vote in the United States. It is among a handful of states that do not have online voter registration, nor does it allow everyone to vote by mail, only allowing those who are 65 years old, have a disability, or who meet other criteria to do so. Texas was among the states with the lowest turnout in the 2020 presidential election. This will be the second time Texas lawmakers have walked out of the Capitol to deny Republicans the required two-thirds quorum needed to conduct business. In late May, Democrats walked out of the regular session of the legislature, thwarting an earlier version of the voting bill. Republicans have pressed on with a similar version of that bill in the special session, though they dropped two of its most egregious provisions, a measure cutting early voting hours on Saturdays and another that would have made it easier for judges to overturn elections. The Democratic decision to flee the state offered a jolt of energy to National Democrats, who have watched Republicans across the country use their majorities in state capitals to enact several new measures to impose voting restrictions. Meanwhile, Democrats have failed in their efforts in Washington to pass comprehensive voting rights legislation. NBC News reported several of the Democrats fleeing Texas plan to travel to Washington, D.C. to advocate for federal voting legislation. Democratic leaders in the State House of Representatives said in a statement, "We're now taking the fight to our nation's capital. We are living on borrowed time in Texas." They urged Congress to pass the For the People Act, which includes several provisions that would expand voter access, as well as an updated version of the landmark 1965 Voting Rights Act. Gilberto Hinojosa, the chairman of the Texas Democratic Party, supported lawmakers as they left the state. He said in a statement, "We will not stand by and watch Republicans slash our right to vote, silence the voices of Texans of color, and destroy our democracy, all to preserve their own power. Our lawmakers have refused to be complicit in Republicans' destructive attacks, and they're doing what Texans need them to do, hold the line so that not one more anti-voter law can be passed in Texas." With no quorum, Republicans in the state legislature will be unable to proceed with any business in the special session, which can last a maximum of 30 days. According to NBC News, Democrats who flee the state face potential arrest as state Republicans can authorize law enforcement to haul the Democratic legislators back to the state. Republicans did just that in 2003 when Democratic lawmakers fled the state in an effort to block new electoral maps that would favor Republicans. Dade Phelan, a Republican and the Speaker of the Texas House of Representatives, said Republicans would use every available resource under the state constitution and rules of the House to secure a quorum. If needed, the rules of the Texas House allow legislatures to authorize the sergeant-at-arms to arrest lawmakers to secure a quorum. He said in a statement, "These actions put at risk state funding that will deny thousands of hardworking staff members and their families a paycheck, health benefits, and retirement investment so that legislators who broke quorum can flee to Washington, D.C. in private jets." He added, "The special session clock is ticking. I expect all members to be present in our Capitol in order to immediately get to work on these issues." The New York Times reported as recently as last week that there was not widespread consensus among Democrats on whether to flee the state. The New York Times said some Democrats, realizing they could not block Republicans from passing new restrictions forever, favored staying and fighting the legislation on procedural grounds and proposing amendments to win key concessions. Some worried that fleeing the state would make it look like Democrats were abandoning their legislative responsibilities. Those in favor of fleeing argued it would bring new spotlight on the fight over voting rights in Texas. NBC News reported 58 of the 67-member Democratic caucus are expected to flee the state. Republicans began advancing the new voting bill on Saturday, 10th of July, in a committee hearing that lasted into the early hours of the Sunday morning. Hundreds of people signed up to testify against the measure and waited hours to do so. In 2003, Democrats in the state legislature fled to Oklahoma and New Mexico in an effort to block Republicans from passing new electoral maps that benefited Republicans. Republicans were eventually able to get a quorum when a Democratic state senator broke ranks with his colleagues and returned to the Capitol. Reports at the time noted the difficulties lawmakers faced in being out of the state for so long. Some did not pack enough clothes. They also paid for hotel rooms out of pocket and refused to take a per diem. Texas Republicans also stripped Democrats of their parking spaces at the Capitol while they were out of the state and threatened to tow the car of one state senator. There have been walkouts over controversial pieces of legislation in other states in recent years. For example, in 2011, Wisconsin Democrats fled the state over the anti-union bill, prompting the state Senate to authorize law enforcement to bring them back. Republicans maneuvered to pass the bill anyway. In 2019, Republicans in the Oregon legislature have also fled the Capitol in recent years in fights over climate bills.